Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light of the darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory,
holy, immortal Father, heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, we have come to the setting of the sun, when we look to the evening light, we sing to God, the Father, Son,
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Lord thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful and you love your whole creation. And we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. A reading from Psalm 139. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. It's called The Summons, but you probably don't know it by that name. It's hymn number 798 in our hymnal, and that's the name of the hymn, but since we typically call hymns by their first line, that may not be how you know it. You probably know it as, Will You Come and Follow Me? It's a beautiful hymn that goes through a variety of situations, asking if we will follow Jesus to these places. Some of them are very striking. Will you come and follow me if I but call your name, the hymn begins. And we are asked if we will follow Jesus in trust by going where we don't know or risking hostile stares. We are invited to let God's love be known in how we live in several ways. Verse 3 is especially challenging. Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leper clean and do such as this unseen? And admit to what I mean in you and you in me. Wow, that's challenging. But there's also a more subtle invitation in this hymn that may be even more difficult. Will you love the you you hide if I but call your name? The hymn asks. Will you love the you you hide if I but call your name? That one line says so much, doesn't it? We all have things hidden deep, deep down where we don't let anyone else in. We don't show those things to anyone else, and we really don't even like looking at them or thinking about them ourselves. Perhaps it's something we've done in our past or something that was done to us. Perhaps it's things we don't like about ourselves or are afraid of that we have found to be part of us. But remember that this hymn is called The Summons. And it's an invitation to us to face those things honestly with God. It invites us to be honest in prayer, to see things clearly with our God who already knows these things. And still, no matter what they are, opens his arms to us and embraces us in love. I remember years ago leading a youth group program in which I gave the young people a paper bag and some magazines. They were to find pictures in the magazine that reflected things in their lives. On the outside of the bag, they were to paste the pictures of things that related to their public life, things they let other people know about them. But on the inside of the bag, they were to post pictures of things they didn't let anyone else know, their secret inner life. And it was a powerful event for many who had never thought about that before. And we were able then to talk about how we do keep hidden things from others, but that God knows them. And God loves us anyway. Psalm 139 talks about this too in several ways. We've already seen it say that God knows our inmost thoughts, But in today's reading, we see again that we can't hide anything from God. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there, your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. We can try to hide from God, running fast and far, but God is there too. No matter where we go, God made us. God knows us, and all we are belongs to God. And those things we hardly trust ourselves with way deep down, we can bring in honesty to the God who loves us. This is a foundation for prayer, to be honest with ourselves so that we can be honest with God. That's when we will know true peace and feel God near. Sometimes our prayers get all caught up in trying to have the right words or to include the right things, but perhaps we pray best when there are no words at all. As St. Paul says, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. God hears the cries of our hearts. C.S. Lewis said, we must lay before God what is in us, not what ought to be in us. And as Philip Yancey says, we must trust God with what God already knows. The last verse of the summons reads like an invitation to all that prayer can be. Lord, your summons echoes true when you but call my name. Let me turn and follow you and never be the same. In your company I'll go where your love and footsteps show. Thus I'll move and live and grow in you and you in me. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. For all servants of the church and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For our public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are at rest, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of all the saints, let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve us.